So the concept today is sorrow and the spiritual path. I am Laetos, and we are with this instrument. We greet you in the love and light of the one infinite creator. We are pleased to have this opportunity to speak to those assembled on the subject of sorrow and the spiritual path. Please consider our words only as much as they are useful. And disregard any of our words which you do not find useful at this time. For we humbly offer our perspective on this voluminous topic. Sorrow is often referred to as an emotion, and it is, but in a pure form, it is also an opening of the Green Ray Center. And indeed, such an opening often springboards into the blue and indigo ray and beyond for those entities who have sufficiently crystallized those centers as to allow the upward movement of such energy. Sorrow is a natural part of existence in third density, and also in densities beyond. Like many emotions that are associated with certain energetic configurations, it is useful to approach one's sorrow from the perspective of one's chosen service. a service to others entity. Accepts this sorrow and allows it to flow freely when experienced. However, it is understandable that in your tumultuous third density experience, it can sometimes feel overwhelming to allow intense sorrow to be felt freely and openly and accepted. And sometimes may take a longer portion of what you call time to fully allow oneself to feel and express such sorrow. As has been said, service to others involves acceptance. And as a contrast, service to self seeks control, including control of things that they perceive to be within their separate self. And that includes the feeling, expression, and flow of sorrow, only allowing it if it serves such a service to self entity's purposes at that time. It should also be mentioned that great sorrow is powerful enough that it can result for the service to others entity a spontaneous opening of the gateway to intelligent infinity. And indeed, some so-called miracles have occurred upon the sincere breath of one humbly, we correct this instrument, of one humbly surrendering themselves to their sorrow and whispering a prayer to the one infinite creator from a place of acceptance and love. This is a quite interesting topic, of which there are many more aspects to explore regarding the nature of sorrow and indeed the experience of sorrow. And so now we leave this instrument and transfer this contact to the one known as Stephanie. I am Latos.
We are Laetus, and we are with this instrument. To this instrument's surprise, we bring joy into her heart. Our joy to be invited here. To speak on sorrow, with you, we see that there is much sorrow and pain and suffering. Upon the surface of this planet, this instrument's heart swells with the pains of your people and the life here. And as fellow seekers, and brothers and sisters, at this calling, we assure you that there are many, including ourselves, who respond with love . There are many of us gathered at this time, listening with open hearts, and sending love to you in your moments of sorrow. And sadness and desolation. And when you find yourself here, this is a door. This is a doorway to open your heart. To, we shall say, greater and more expansive love. And with this, we take leave of this instrument. And pass the contact to the one known as Barish. We are Latos.
I am Latos, and I am with this instrument. To continue on the topic of how sorrow serves thee, one infinite creator, we take you, my friends, to a journey to your hearts. For the heart knows true wisdom, in the heart of hearts, lies the Creator. Waiting patiently to be called forth. For in the heart of hearts, lies refuge that you can draw upon For you see my friends. Sorrow. Allows you to draw inward, to connect, to let go, so that the love in you can flow through. That love that heals. That love that is all. This time, we will pass the contact to the one known as Jamie. I am Leidos.
I am Leidos. We are with this instrument. This instrument attempts to release as we continue with our message on sorrow. Where would you be, my friends? How would you know? The opposite of sorrow. Without the experience of grief, loss, loneliness and failure. Would you know joy if you did not know pain? Would you know security if you did not know grief? the experience of their density is very intense. It is through these opposite emotions and experiences that you refine. That you choose again and again the path what will you choose, my friends? Will you be consumed with your sorrows? Will you let it fill your heart? Or will you accept and understand that through your sorrow, you will better savor the joy? We are pleased to be able to touch each in this circle today. The winds that circle this domicile are but a taste of the power of the energy gathered here. Is very beautiful to us. We'll now leave this instrument in love and light. We are Laetos Adonai.